You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
All right.
Tiger Woods hovering around the cut line at the golf course out there, Riviera, I guess, the Genesis Open.
What'd you say?
Riviera, where they're playing the Genesis Open this afternoon. He's even par. It looks like one over a cut line, so he's in pretty good shape to make the cut there. We'll see if he can make it through four rounds of golf in 4 days again, and I think he's going to play Torrey Pines next week. So we'll see. The Masters folks and the CBS folks like keeping their fingers crossed. Like, come on, Tiger. Come on, man. Stay healthy. Just a couple more weeks. You can make it. Will you watch the Masters if Tiger's in it?
Yeah.
Do you watch it anyway?
I keep track of it, and I usually try and watch on Sunday, mm-hmm. especially since you...
Not the same way.
Your ultimate wisdom decided to bring me on as a cohort. I feel like it's...
You didn't watch it before? You didn't grow up watching the Masters?
No, not a whole lot. Not until Tiger.
Yeah, well, that's the same, because he hit when I was a teenager, and so that's what...
Yeah,
most people my age probably got into golf through Tiger Woods. We'll see. And I don't watch when he's not really a part of it.
That was a fun spring. Earnhardt finally won Daytona, and then Tiger dismantled Augusta that year.
865-546-8200 as we get rolling here with hour number three of The Drive. It is quitting time. The weekend is here. A dreary Friday afternoon edition of the show. Russell and Barrett coming to you live from National RX. Chance says he's going to we might have a Chance Collins hearing on the show. He says he's going to
grace us with his presence.
Going to call in as he continues to recover from the flu bug 2018. Hopefully he'll be back to 100% next week with us. Rick Butler is back. He'll be greeting you as you call in this afternoon. So slowly but surely, the band is getting back together this afternoon on The Drive. Big story just dropped on FoxSportsKnoxville.com about the Neyland Stadium renovations. Alcohol, they plan on serving alcohol. They don't say when. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. It might be a couple of years down the road, but they are planning on that as other schools start doing that around the country as well. And getting some mixed reaction to that. Bears again it. Nikki on Twitter says she's a mother of two and is against it. I think it will receive a broad, widespread support, though. I think a lot of fans will be excited about that. Some of the other things they might not be so excited about, Bear. I told you when it happened, like when I saw that the artist renderings, that rail on the south end zone on and having fans standing around on the field, I just feel like
I thought that went the way of the dodo when we, you know, Coach Fulmer told John Curry to go sit in the corner.
I just can't imagine we're playing Florida, we're playing Bama. It's a tight game in the fourth
There's
quarter.
There's going to be some dilettantes in there in the south end zone.
Yeah, we're trying to
shake their ice and their cocktails at the Gators.
Oh, man, I know,
you
man.
You could have 15,000 screaming Southies.
That's what I'm
– Shirts off, guns out, tats up.
That's what I'm saying. So more box seating, obviously a big part of that, more LED seating, order on your phones. Pretty interesting stuff. Go check it out at FoxSportsKnoxville.com. Meanwhile, Sports Illustrated today listing four coaches to watch for when it comes to National Coach of the Year. Rick Barnes was the first name on the list.
For Coach of the Year in the SEC or National?
National Coach of the Year.
Everybody loves him some Barnesies, except for John Tweet and Jamie.
Virginia's Tony Bennett, Clemson's Brad Brownell, and Ohio State's Chris Holtman getting the other nods
Tony
there.
Bennett.
Yes.
Interesting.
They're really good, man.
I mean, I know.
Why is it surprising that he would be on there?
Just nothing. I'm not going to embarrass myself.
You thought I was referencing the singer for a minute.
Tony Bennett.
Did you not know that Virginia's coach is named Tony Bennett?
No, I don't follow.
You don't follow basketball much, do you?
I follow basketball.
He's been there. He's been one of the top coaches in the country for like 10 years.
I hate the ACC. I don't follow it. The only reason I would follow is just praying to God that somebody finally catches a rat boy doing something dirty and they put Duke on probation.
You don't follow the ACC at all?
Just hate follow. I hate follow Duke, Carolina.
Who is Miami's coach?
No clue.
Who is Virginia Tech's coach?
Some guy named Buzz.
Oh, okay. Okay, you follow a little bit. Buzz Williams.
Buzz Williams.
Let's see if I can stump you. You don't know that Jim Larrañaga. Do you know who Jim Larrañaga is?
The name sounds very familiar. I know who Jim Larrañaga is.
He's at Miami.
He's at Miami?
Where was he at before? Why do you know that name? Come on.
He was
come
in
on.
Big mid-major.
Getting warmer.
Providence.
Getting warmer.
Big East.
You can do this, Bear. I have faith in you, man. You're so
Jim
close right now.
Jim Larrañaga
took blank to the Final Four.
Oh, Creighton.
You're so close right now, man. I have faith in you. You can, Rick Butler, you know this one, right? Do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know? I'm going to test my crew's credibility here right now. This is only like 10 years ago.
Really? It's on the tip of my tongue. I know who you're talking. I know there was a mid-major that broke through. The God.
Do you want me to tell you, or are you going to?
No.
Are you looking it up? Are you Googling it? You're Googling it, man. That's not.
I don't look
stupid.
Well,
just let me
man.
Tell you. You already
me.
Look stupid. There's nothing you can do about that.
Shut
now.
Shut up, Russ. Who do you take to the Final Four?
George Mason.
God, darn it. I forgot all about that. So he's at Miami. Who's at Florida State?
Leonard, is it Hamilton?
Yeah.
Dude's been there forever.
Yeah. They're no good. It's no wonder Chance and Penny don't want to root for them.
Let's get Chance on the line, by the way. He's in here. Chance Collins making his triumphant return to the drive. Are you still contagious, Chance?
Not at all. Feel much better. I still got a slight, a little bit of a wheeze, I guess. The cough is the hardest thing to get rid of, but I'm like 85% now, fellas.
All right, man. You're sounding okay. Does it surprise you that Bear did not know that thought Tony Bennett when I said at Virginia that the first thing he thought of was the crooner?
No, it doesn't surprise me. First things, I was listening to that, and I just started laughing because when he said, wait a minute, though, I was like, I know he's thinking of the singer, yeah. Tony Bennett, that went on tour with Lady Gaga. And then there's a couple things Bear's done today. He didn't know Grant Williams went to Yale, although we talked about that numerous times.
Yes, yes.
He didn't go to Yale. He got an offer from Yale.
Excuse me. Got an offer. Chance. We also talked in the offseason about the south end zone being remodeled. We talked about that numerous times.
We talked about these things extensively.
And I said I thought when Coach Fulmer told John Curry to go sit in the corner, that's silly to ruin the south end zone because Coach Fulmer knows what an asset it is.
He's playing it off now.
Well, see, yeah. We talked about it because then Beverly Davenport, when Curry got fired, she said the renovation project will still be going forward. So what I've noticed over the last couple of days, because, I've been laying in bed listening to my guys. I've noticed that I buffer a lot of Bears inconsistencies by my research and extensive stat analysis.
It's weird, Chance.
I mean, you're a punk and a clown. I'm not the one who screwed up the podcast. It was Buddy Russell.
Don't try and deflect here.
Yeah, I'm your buffer. Just tell me. Tell me I'm your buffer.
We're zeroing in on your inadequacies and failures right now, not mine.
Tell me I'm your buffer, Bear. Tell me I'm your buffer.
Yeah, I mean, you helped me out quite a bit. I mean, you fact check, steer me clear of controversies, like saying I'll slap somebody across the face.
I do want to talk about, the NCAA probe. I'm with you guys. It's bad. And, you saw me tweet out about it yesterday. I'll be glad because you guys have talked so much Bruce Pearl. I'll be glad when Bruce Pearl gets the hammer dropped on him. I'm tired of the Bruce Pearl cult in East Tennessee. I know you guys love him, but we got a good team and a good coach. Secondly, I'm also wondering about what do you guys think about, they're going to take away seats, and they're doing that a lot across the country. So they're taking away seats so they can charge more, and that's just, you guys were talking about pushing out the common fan. How do you feel about that? They're probably like, how many seats are they actually going to take away?
I don't know. They've already shrunk the capacity once. They shrunk the capacity with the last time they did the club seating. It went down from like 104 or something now to 102, 455, whatever it is. And I do wonder if I think that the 100,000 mark is important to some people just as like a symbolic thing, like we've got a six figure size stadium, so I don't know that they go below that, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see capacity
decrease again. I
still think
it's a
strategic
blunder though. I really do. I mean, all kidding aside,
yeah, I'm actually worried that they go below the 100,000 mark because, like what you said, they're trying to capitalize on more money. It's going to turn into that it's a who's who at the football game, like what Russell said. Like, the people – I mean, I worked with a lot of those people when I worked at Cherokee for years. Like, you know, like, it's the people in the Gucci loafers, and, you know, and they're going to be out there. It's just going to be like a social event for them, like going to the Derby or something like that. So that's what I'd worry about because I think the university is worried about making more money instead of the fan experience from all the faithful fans.
I mean, Chance, it used to be if you were an opposing team in Neyland, you needed a score and you were heading in that south end zone, you'd be, you know, going right into the teeth of the band, blaring Rocky Top every chance they got, and like 15,000 to 20,000 drunken hillbillies just going nuts down there in the south end zone.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's intimidating.
I hate to see the fan experience being taken away. I mean, yeah, they need improvements. Obviously, the troughs need to go, a lot of other things, renovations, but it just seems like it's all about who's going to spend the most money to be seen and to, you know, get one of those luxury boxes down there in that south end zone.
And the fact here is, guys, is that the three of us are in the minority here as far as what our expectations are for the quote-unquote fan experience. We go to a game, it's nothing for us to sit on a hard metal bench and watch a game because we want to see our team do well. But there are a lot of people when they're asked, and Tennessee sourced this out. They did their research and crowdsourced this. And what they heard back was, we want better restrooms, we want better concessions, and we want wireless. And they just and people want comfort is what they want at that state. So they're not catering to us. They're catering to those people who want to be able to drink cold beer, who want to be able to eat, you know, a nice sandwich, who want to have more space and things like that. So, the other thing here is there's no more space to build, right? You know, Alabama and LSU have recently upgraded their stadium. Alabama closed in the upper deck at Bryant-Denny, and that opened up, you know, more club seating and stuff they were able to install. Tiger Stadium and LSU, they did one of the upper decks. They've added more upper decks at Kyle Field, Texas A&M. Neyland Stadium, like, we don't have any more room to build up. So if we're going to do more seats, we have to take out from existing areas. There's no –
they ripped out that damn Jumbotron and that stupid box over on the side of the stadium and put bleachers back in. That's what I say, buddy.
Well,
I mean, yeah, that's true. But last thing before I get off here with you guys, were talking about Holly earlier. And that was pretty, you know, bad that they lost to Alabama. Tennessee's never lost to Alabama in a Thompson Bowling Arena, right? So is it worse that Tennessee Lady Vols are stuck in this purgatory right now? Should they go ahead and get rid of Holly after the season because, like Russell said, she's not going to win you a title or take you to the Final Four? Or should she just resign? Because this ultimately, like, you know, it kind of damages her legacy and, you know, being second command under Pat Summitt. What's worse? You got all these All-Americans and you can't do it, or the fact that Tennessee's going to stay beside her just because she is a hometown girl? I mean, what do you do? Really, what do you do?
She's a Bearden girl.
I don't think she walks away, Chance, because, I mean, she's not making as much money as some of the other coaches are over there. So I don't think she's walking away from that. And I do think she is a competitor, and she wants to get it right, and she wants to win at a high level. So I just think there's no good solution here. I think you're kind of stuck with it, and it just is what it is. Our program has fallen off. We're not the premier program in women's college basketball anymore. We're not even really one of the top 10 premier programs in women's college basketball anymore.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is, man. She's not going anywhere. Huh.
Yeah, that's true. I just hate it because, you know, and I've been a Holly Warlick supporter for a long time, even when people, like, try to bring her down. It just sucks because she doesn't really have to recruit hard because women are still coming to play for the Lady Vols simply because of the name. you know, many years after Pat Summitt has not been the coach and has passed on. So, yeah, it's very tough to watch. I think she is a competitor. But how much of a competitor is she when she was on record saying she never signed up to be head coach? You know, she was happy with being assistant behind Pat. So, you know, I know that was like, you know, right when she got the job. Still, how much of a competitor is she if she never really wanted it?
Yeah, I mean, if she doesn't want it, she needs to walk away because the program is too important and it's too big. It's too important to too many people in this community to be stewarded by somebody who doesn't embrace that responsibility. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, Chance. I'm not a huge Lady Vols fan. I don't watch every game and everything, but I support the program and I want to see them do well and succeed at the highest level. And it hurts to see them just, you know, kind of middle of the pack, which is what they are now.
Yeah, and before Chance, I go, I want to give Russell a big thanks. Hey, I'm going to use that movie card, gift card that you gave. I'm going to watch Black Panther over the weekend. I know you don't care about superhero movies, but if you want to go with me, just give me a call, and you can go with me, Russell. Do not worry.
I don't know, man. I still want to. It's nothing against the movie or you. It's against the sickness. I just want to. Let's give it another 2 days, Chance, to make sure you're 100% before we welcome you back into the circle of trust here.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Chance Collins making his presence felt this afternoon on the drive. We got the caller Dustin in here. He's enjoying some piping hot Jets pizza. Actually, there's no way it's piping hot anymore. It's probably pretty cold, but it's still pretty good. Come on out and see us, National RX, where we are this afternoon. Quick timeout. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive, Knoxville's home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
Drop Jen, just LeBear at National RX. Rick Butler in the Mountain View Chevy studios. Remember, it's not a Chevy unless it's a Mountain View Chevy. If you're out and about looking for a car this weekend, it's worth the quick drive down to Chattanooga to save up to $14,000 on a new Silverado. Check them out online at mtnviewchevy.com or in Chatty at 310 East 20th Street, right off I-24 downtown Chattanooga. Search the inventory, compare prices, and remember, it's not a Chevy unless it's a Mountain View Chevy. Tennessee Tom joins us next on The Drive. Good afternoon, TNT. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? A little traffic report here for Fox Sports. Broadway and 640, a little accident there. You might want to avoid that if you're trying to get on the interstate on the north side. Russ, I was going through a Twitter timeline, man, and I saw a tweet that you put out that kind of really hit me. I lost my brother about 4 years ago. He fell with colon cancer. And he took me to Bill Meyer Stadium when we were younger. Bear's closer to my age than you are, Russ. And you were right when you said that was a true baseball stadium. Man, I remember beverage nights, 50 cents, Tuesday night, beverage nights. Went up to maybe a dollar, and it was just nothing but a good time up there. And, do good to look back, but I just still sit and shake my head, wonder what the city of Knoxville was doing at the time we lost. And I totally... It's totally off topic, guys, and I apologize, but seeing that tweet just kind of, you know, it just blows my mind that the city of Knoxville just let something like that get out of here.
They're doing it again with really the downtown arena and the failure to even bring that up for any kind of public discussion and our political leaders, their failure to lead on that issue really, really irks me. And the fact that nobody else is irked about it is just puzzling to me, but I guess we're so beat down by it. But yeah, Luke Schlabaugh over at WBIR tweeted out some video of Chris Winkie, Tennessee's new running backs coach, hitting a home run at Bill Meyer Stadium back in like 1994. And just brought back all kinds of memories because I grew up in that ball, going to games in that ballpark.
Man.
And we'd go many times over the summer. And, you know, it wasn't exactly in the nicest part of town, but, you know, I don't think parents had any.
Did you ever have a problem getting out of there, Russell?
No, once you got in there.
Did you have like a good time when you were over there?
They would let us run free, man. We, you know, me and my friends, like from the ages of 6, 7, whenever we started going until 15, 16, whenever they moved out of there to Sevierville, like we would go to the games and just have free run of the place. And it was a great place to go see games growing up.
Well, man, I just thank you for that tweet, man, taking me back a little bit down memory lane. I still got a brick from that place. I drove over and got it when they took it down. And there's a lot of people in this town that feel that way. It's kind of ironic that I'm becoming the older guy and remembering things like this. But, man, these kids have no idea what minor league baseball was, what it used to be at Bill Meyer Stadium. Guys, God bless y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you, Tennessee Tom. Appreciate the phone call. And, yeah, you know, it's – listen, I understand that Bill Meyer was decrepit even then when I was going to games. It was old and, you know.
It had character, Russ.
But it did. And by today's standards, there's no way you could have Bill Meyer in our stadium. Like, people just wouldn't go to that nowadays. But you could have built something new. And hopefully we will someday. I know there's some talk that the Smokies might move back here in about, but it's like 10 years down the road that they might build a ballpark down towards the old city, the Jackson Avenue corridor and in that area. And I think that would be fantastic. But, I mean, talk about dropping the ball from a municipal perspective and letting the Smokies go. And, you know, it's more than just about sports and wanting a place to go. The economic impact that a downtown ballpark and a new downtown arena would have over the long term would be absolutely huge. And somebody brought this up to me too. We talk about, you know, the Ice Bears and those games and the concerts and shows,
right,
that would come to a new arena. You could get a G League team here. Knoxville would support that.
Could Chance handle having a G League team in town?
It would be fantastic, man. We could do those games. Like nobody watches it. Again, it's like minor league baseball, minor league hockey. You don't watch it, but you'll go, man. This town loves basketball. They would absolutely support a G League team, which is the NBA minor leagues, and that's where like Jarnell Stokes is playing right now. And we've had a ton of players, you know, languish in the G Leagues, and they're on their journey and everything. But you go down there to a 9,000 seat arena, a beautiful new arena, state of the art, and be able to drink beer and watch professional basketball and professional hockey. The economic impact to the surrounding areas down there and the people that would be able to start new businesses and create new jobs, new tax revenue for this community would be unbelievable. And I think we just get sticker shock at that $200 million price tag. And instead of thinking, now how can we make this work? We just think, oh, it's not worth the time. It's not worth the time. And it's just that thinking, that defeatist mentality. It drives me crazy. I love the community. I love my city. Love this town. Love this area. Never gonna leave.
No.
Gosh darn it, man. The 1950s thinking just. Ugh.
It's insane. It's always ruined us. Trigger Chance. He'd do anything to be a sideline reporter for a G League team.
Let's
Could you imagine a G League team having to get a restraining order against Fox Sports News?
Let me climb off this particular soapbox so we can get back to the phones. Jamie is up next on The Drive. Good afternoon, Jamie.
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I saw that tweet about the stadium renovations, and it's kind of got me thinking, you know, we may very well be seeing the end of an era here. I mean, that stadium's been nostalgic and one of the great cathedrals to college football. But the one thing about the stadium that's made people come there over the years is a successful program. Would y'all agree?
Absolutely.
First and foremost.
It's built on winning.
It's a key ingredient,
yes, sir.
Jamie.
I mean, I'm just terrified. Now, let me reiterate, I got a confidence in Pruitt. I kind of wanted to see a little bit more off the recruiting, but I'll give him a pass because of where we just came as a program under Butch. If we don't get it right this time, it may not ever be right again.
No, I'm with you. It is kind of the end of the year. You know, it's kind of like what we were just talking about, Bill Meyer. Like, nobody would go to a game at Bill Meyer Stadium nowadays. And I just, you know, they're going to turn Neyland Stadium into, like, if you've ever been to an NFL game at, like, the new stadiums in Cincinnati or Cleveland or Philadelphia, wherever, that's what they want, man, is, like, these new state-of-the-art facilities. And I get it. You got to have Wi-Fi in there, and everybody wants to be on their phone, and you do that too. But I just wish that they wouldn't completely sell out the soul of that, because it's already a completely different experience than the one I grew up going to.
I agree with you 100%, Russ. I just, I don't know. Maybe the new era that's coming out in front of me is just not for people like me. I don't know. You're putting the cart before the horse. You better start damn winning again. I'm Philip Fulmer over there. I'm putting my foot down. I know this goes way above his head, but if I'm him, I'm saying, look, you better start winning before you start cashing checks of people's butts, because people's butts don't show up if you ain't winning. I think they're taking for granted the money that's coming, you know, for these projects. I guess it's going to be paid for beforehand or, you know, during construction, but I just don't see fans, you know, especially in the era that we're in now, you know, the flat screens, the HD TVs at every restaurant, you know, you can go to, and I just don't see it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Pruitt, you know, proves me wrong, and people want to go over there and be seen, because that's what they're turning it into, is a who's who and who's seen here. Kind of like NFL games, you know, you go to NFL games, it's not rabid fans anymore. It's more or less, you know, it's your law firms giving out tickets to clientele, you know, it's corporate.
It depends on where you go, but and you're right, Jamie. I mean, it's they are assuming a lot here about what people are going to pay for in the future. And you know, you talk about playing the what if game. What if John Curry had been successful in hiring either Greg Schiano or Dave Doran?
Oh goodness!
Would they still be able to go forward with this renovation project? Because I'm telling you right now, we can get up for a lot of things and make believe in a lot of things and have faith in a lot of things. People were not going to be excited about the direction of the football program under either one of those men. And I don't know that they're necessary donation, you know, Philip Fulmer's not there, it's still John Curry. I don't know that they are going to be able to afford this massive renovation of Neyland Stadium if Dave Doran is the head coach.
Boy, that meteor just missed crashing into the earth for us, didn't it? I mean, no one has ever come as close to hiring a program killer as we did. And it wasn't just one. It, you know, Schiano A and Doreen B. I mean, have you ever seen athletic director as tone deaf as John Curry? Now, I know we just went through Mike Hamilton and Dave Hart, so that's a close, that's actually a legit question, but the tone deafness that John Curry displayed while in control over there, you know, Dave Hart couldn't hold a candle to it, neither could Mike Hamilton, but that's a good question, Russ. I mean, how close we were to watching the demise of a once-storied, beloved program like us. We can't take much more, man. You know, we're not expected to do much this year. 6-6 would be positive for this program under Pruitt. I just pray to God he's the right guy, man. We just can't take much more of this. There's so much more to do in the weekends now than there were, you know, 20 years ago. And I'd hate to see it. This fan base deserves a winning program over there, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have it. I really think that the last two coaches we went through here, A, they should have never been hired, and B, we hung on way too long. Hey, y'all have a good weekend. Be safe out there.
Thanks, Jamie. Good stuff, man. We got to take a quick break right here. It is The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. Coming up, we'll play a little Check It or Wreck It, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Drive. Best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. This is The Drive.
Check It or Wreck It, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, the official law offices of The Drive.
Tennessee beats Georgia tomorrow at Stegman Coliseum.
You know, Mr. Deep?
Yeah. Check.
I was looking at something from Chip Towers of the AJC during the break. It, Georgia backed into a corner. They still harbor some outside hopes of making postseason play, and Mark Fox coaching for his job down there. Obviously, they had a big win against Florida. They're calling it a must-win game. It scares me, man. They're going to be
You scared of Stegman?
We've lost four in a row to those people. I don't see how you can be not a little bit, I don't know, scared is the word, but just apprehensive maybe about Tennessee's chances.
You going to the game?
Am I going to the game?
Yeah.
Is it like a part of a joke or something? No, I'm not going to the game. I'm staying here and doing voluntary reaction with John Reed after the game. Like, why would I drive down to Stegman Coliseum? It actually would be a fun road trip if you had like a crew of guys go down there and watch Tennessee basketball. But I will, man, this is a hard one. You know what? I'll check it. I almost did it. I almost pulled the trigger.
Yeah. Chance is going to say Georgia, I would bet, wouldn't you?
I would not presume to pick for Chancellor Collins. Rick Barnes is a college basketball Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
I heard the three and out guys talking about this. It was interesting debate.
Who?
Oh. And, yeah, I'm going to check it as well. He's made one Final Four, 600-plus career wins. Assuming he coaches another 5 to 10 years, he's going to add, you know, he's going to retire with well over 700 wins, maybe up near 800. So, yeah, I'm going to check it as well. It was an interesting conversation, though. Peyton Manning will eventually do TV. Story today, the New York Daily News says ESPN wants Peyton as its new face of Monday Night Football to replace John Gruden. But the belief is Peyton fancies himself an NFL general manager slash ownership role like that of John Elway.
Yeah, I don't see him going in the booth. He wants to run a team. He wants to be a president or an owner.
I'm going to wreck it as well. I think he would do really, really good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, I think he's got his eyes set on bigger prizes. Fox Sports Knoxville quality control analyst Rick Butler can rap. He says on Twitter, he tweeted me about an hour ago when we were having
He's the Drive's rap representative at the station.
He
rap
says
battle.
He can rap.
I'm sure he can. I don't think he can rap as good as John. John. Is Bo a C? I mean, I feel absolutely 100% certain that he could dust those dullards on three and out.
Rick Butler? Our Rick Butler?
You're going to take Houston or Hudson or Nate over Butler?
I don't know. I'm just saying he has some Houston and Hudson-like
tendencies.
Qualities.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm actually going to go ahead and check that, I think. That's a good move. I'm going to check it.
Well, Rick, it's funny you know that. Rick. I mean, you have one of the most popular rap beats, Grandmaster Flash, The Message, playing right now. Spit us some freestyle.
Okay, you want me to drop you a rap that I wrote? It's about Waffle House.
Oh, my God. It's about what?
It's about the Waffle House.
I would prefer if it was a diss track on three and out, but go ahead.
I guess we have to. Go, Rick Butler, ladies and gentlemen, about to bust some rhymes. Hit it, Rick.
Okay, here's my Waffle House rap. It's pretty short, but it goes like this. I'd like an all-star special with the chocolate milk. How you like your eggs, scrambled and cheesy. Over difficult because life ain't easy. For grits and hash browns, you got to pay a little more. I'll take them both. Cause we're hardcore, sausage or bacon, what choice are you making? Don't even ask, just give me the bacon. Did you want a pancake? No, did I stutter? Give me a waffle with syrup and butter.
That could quite possibly be the most horrendous thing I've ever heard in my life, Rick.
I really appreciate that. I think that's, I'm going to take that as the complete opposite, so I'm going to appreciate that.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm telling you guys, just give me a piece of pen and a piece of paper. I'm like Kanye.
I mean, Rick.
What's your rap name, Rick?
The Young Nature Boy.
That's, oh my God. It's real original.
I don't know what to do after that, man.
What's yours, Dubs?
I guess I got to do the live read here for Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. I have no ending. I have nothing to add to what just happened. I have nothing.
I want it noted that I've never bombed that badly, and I've had some doozies. Sorry, Rick.
Rick, I didn't think it was that bad. I'm just in a state of shock, brother.
I appreciate that. I'll take it. I'll take the constructive criticism, and I'll be better next week.
How do you get tongue-tied on constructive criticism, and yet you can rap about Waffle House for an entire minute on the drive?
It's just one of those special talents you're born with. So when I'm rapping, it just flows better.
Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl is the official law offices of The Drive and East Tennessee's premier personal injury law firm. Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl specializes in turning your wreck into a check if you are suffering due to another party's negligence, carelessness. Call on Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, and they'll come to you and turn your wreck into a check. OEB online at wreckintoacheck.com. You can call 865-546-1111, 546-1111 for Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. They'll come to you. They've also got a free accident app you can download for your tablet or smartphone. Be sure to follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well. Rick Butler's rap.
Chance was a big fan, apparently. Good.
Yay or nay? Thumbs
up. I'm going to say nay, but I've heard both.
Well, yeah, thumbs up or thumbs down. We'll put this up on the Fox Sports Knox Twitter poll. We'll be right back to wrap up the show today. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up.
The Drive. You can't stop the drive. You can only hope to contain it.
Knoxville. The Drive continues, wrapping up here on a rainy Friday at National RX. Want to thank them for having us out here. Good to see the caller, Dustin. He came and hung with us. So he had
he got a hand, like an armload of vitamins.
He got some vitamins here, some supplements. A little B12 in there. I hope I'm not making like some sort of HIPAA violation here. Talking about
everybody knows B12 is good for you,
but I'm still in a state of shock after Rick Butler just laid it down here this afternoon.
Dude, I'm getting texts from, hashtag Waffle House rap forever. From a former member of a notable local Knoxville, like legendary band, is apparently a fan of.
At Fox Sports Knox Twitter, was Rick Butler's Waffle House rap good? 67% of the audience says... yes.
Really?
They love you, Ricky B. 2/3 of the audience loves your rap, man. That's pretty solid.
Well, see, now I'm shook up. I mean, the text I just got comes from somebody's music. You know, his opinion is always, you know, he's one of the people I respect the most.
Booyah!
I know you didn't do that. Butler, you clown.
Oh, my goodness. Rick Butler, back with a vengeance. See, the guy's been out with the flu all week. He comes in here dropping bombs.
He's got Chance, who I imagine is still propped up in bed with somebody waiting hand and foot on him, propping him up through back channels.
I'm blown away.
Taking shots at us about the podcast again.
I'm absolutely blown away. All right, let's get back to the phones here and get Jeff and next. Jeff, you're on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. What's up, man?
Hey, good evening, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm going to have to check the podcast out. I just tuned in. I got to hear the skills of Mr. Chad. You guys say they're getting a little B12, a little Cialis over there.
What,
the hookup.
What did you just do?
Getting a little Viagra. Hey,
go ahead.
You know, speaking of hard-nosed players, you know, this team is the Volleyballs. Sorry, I got that backwards. Volleyballs, there you go. you know, I'm hoping that we don't start to tank down the stretch. We're ripe for it based on our last couple performances. And Bone, no pun intended, with the conversation, is the one that concerns me. And I think a lot of people came to his defense last week. I know his brother got a little worked up, and I appreciated his dedication when he was here. I always thought he was a great player. But, you know, and I know they got him on a short leash, Barnes does, but I think it's deservedly so because he makes some really poor decisions sometimes. His turnovers are atrocious sometimes, and he about cost us the Kentucky game if it weren't for Lamonte pulling us out of there. And I know they contrast it with Daniels, like he's got a long leash. Well, Daniels is a senior, all right? And if Barnes lets Bone make these mistakes that he does, I mean, he's not doing him any favors moving forward. So you got to yank him when he does this kind of stuff. And so I apologize for all these innuendos. But anyway, great show, guys. I want to get your thoughts.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, but Bone had some boneheaded plays against Kentucky. But you turn around and then everybody plays bad against Bama. And then James Daniel has four turnovers, including a couple that almost cost you the game Tuesday night against South Carolina. So what do you do, man? If you're Rick Barnes, like I don't know, man. It's got, you think it's frustrating for us as fans. I mean, put yourself in Barnes's shoes. That's got to be just absolutely maddening. And none of these guys are freshmen. This is Lamonte's third year in the program. James Daniel's a fifth year senior, and Bone is a sophomore. He's the youngest one, but probably has the most God given natural ability. So it's you know, it's just it's a difficult place, but hopefully they all start playing more consistently. But I think ideally you would like to see one guy just and I mean, if we're being honest, it's probably Bone that you would like to see just like come out there and stake his claim and be,
well,
like,
he's got the highest,
I'm the point guard,
the highest ceiling. He's got the, I mean, he's, yeah, he's the fastest, quickest guy on the team. I don't know. How bad was that practice you heard about?
Spirited? No, it wasn't bad. I was just saying that it was intense. That Barnes lit into the team pretty good, and that yesterday they had
that one eye thing rolling.
They had a practice that it was a good practice, and we'll see if it carries over into a good game tomorrow. But Georgia, it sounds like they're going to be ready for us down there, so it should be an interesting one. All right, I want to thank, again, National RX for having us out. Folks, get down here and check them out. Be sure to inquire about the Crackling Woodwick candles. They're still buy one, get one. The Sildenafil deal still going on, 50 tablets for $50. You can get that here. Check out nationalrx.com. They've got a drive-through here. Do you get your prescriptions? That's really convenient. You just swing by the big bank-like looking building right next to Wendy's out here in Farragut. Roger will be our final caller of the evening. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Russ. Hey, Bear. How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, Rog.
Cool. I just want to ask you, can I change it and talk to you about baseball real quick? For baseball tonight? I know you see baseball talk tonight. Don't get back to you about that.
Go for it. Yeah.
Get it.
I just want to ask you about baseball. I know you teach baseball talk tonight. I'm kind of excited about the baseball team starting up. I'm curious how they're going to do this year. I hope they do good. I just want to ask you about the game tonight. How you think they're going to do first year for this coach? How you think he's going to do tonight?
Roger, to be 100% honest with you, I don't think they're going to do very well.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to be very good. And I don't think that's Tony Vitello's fault. I just don't think they have anything. They've got 14 freshmen and 14 sophomores.
I think we're going to the World Series, Rod.
They don't have a ton of talent on the roster.
I hope so, but I don't know. I'm not sure how to say it. It's kind of hard to say it, you know. Barry, he sounds positive about it, but. You know, I'm sure how he does, are you excited about the season coming up?
Sure. Yeah. We'll get out there and go to some games probably. Take the Cub. Need a couple of dogs. Yeah, why
don't
not?
Don't have to worry about any alcohol sales at Lindsey Nelson Stadium,
no.
Do you?
No, you don't.
Okay, cool. Cool. And so in the offense, Tennessee win tomorrow night?
Raj, I have no idea, man. I haven't even looked at it. I haven't really looked at him a whole lot yet. That's kind of what Russ was saying earlier. But we'll start taking a look at him. Rusty Andrews is going to be on with us here in the next couple of weeks, buddy, and he'll be tuned in for that. He'll be able to fill us in on kind of where we go from where we are, which is, you know, kind of broken. So.
Yeah, gotcha. And, I mean, for the win tomorrow night. Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roger, thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. That's what he was asking you about, Bear. Can't you pay attention to Roger? That's what he's asking you about the first time.
I was calling you for not paying attention to Roger. Roger's my buddy. Okay? I mean, he has to be a bad guy.
Took time out of his day to call you, and the least you could do is listen to his phone call. 6 o'clock tip off tonight between Tennessee and Georgia. We'll be live with you, voluntary reaction, as soon as the game is over, probably around 8 o'clock. And yeah, I mean, it's a Georgia team that starts two freshmen, two seniors. They're a one-man team. Yonte Maton is a beast. 19.5 points a game, 8.7 rebounds per game. I think he leads the league in scoring and rebounding. So, I mean, he is a fantastic player that will have to be dealt with. But they don't really have anything else on that team. So maybe it's one of those Jordan rules type situation where, you know, he's going to get what he gets. Just don't let the other four beat you. We will see. Should be a fun edition of the show tomorrow. Big thanks to Rick Butler for all his hard work behind the scenes. We now invite you to stay tuned for Overtime coming up next right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. The Drive.